Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
Hey there, everybody. Mike Sempervivi here with you. It is Wrestling Observer Live. I hope your weekend has been lovely. As it winds down here, we've got WWE's biggest event of the season, SummerSlam. When I say big, it's not only the presence of SummerSlam, but it's the show's card size and its length. And because of that, and because I haven't been on the air with you since Thursday, we've got a lot to catch up on. So no phone calls today. But, as always, our Twitter machines are always open, at SemperVivi, at Brian Alvarez, at SportsByLineUSA, and, of course, at WONF4W. WrestlingObserver/figure4online.com, your home for all of the news and information in professional wrestling and mixed martial arts. And as I mentioned, SummerSlam 31st annual, emanating from the Barclays Center. And with it being a big show weekend for WWE, we get some of the best shoulder programming anywhere on the planet. NXT TakeOver Brooklyn 4, which also took place at the Barclays Center on Saturday night. I'll take you through that show as well as some of the reaction to it. Plus, WWE aren't the only guys hanging around New York, as Game Changer Wrestling presented Joey Janela's Lost in New York at the Melrose Ballroom. That was a super fun show, which featured one of the independent wrestling swan songs of Matt Riddle against PCO, and possibly Stokely Hathaway in a segment with the Sandman. Although when it comes to Riddle, it was announced Sunday morning that he would be making his last official non-WWE appearance for Progress at that company's show in Wembley on September 30th. So even though Progress works in concert with WWE, it seems pretty official that that's going to be probably the last time you're going to see him anywhere that does not have a black and gold mat, as he was shown in the crowd last night during the NXT show, as they like to do with new members. Plus, there's a lot of other stuff going on as well. ROH on tour in the UK. And a whole lot more. And we're going to put this thing in another gear when we get back from break. This is Wrestling Observer Live.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531. It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. You know who I be. You know what you're in for. That canvas mat, Wrestling Observer Live. That mat can give you so much. It takes so much from you, too. And this weekend, that is so very true. The reward is the art, but the cross to bear is your time, and possibly when tonight is over, your sanity. And as I speak to you right now, SummerSlam's pre-show is already underway, and from pillar to post, this may end up being damn near 6 hours by the time it's said and done. Midnight Eastern time. Get ready. You got work tomorrow? Tough. 13 matches, 10 on the main show, and those are the ones I'm going to be focusing on here coming up on the show. But first, I got to talk about Saturday night's NXT TakeOver 4 Brooklyn show. All sorts of hyped up last week, staring down the prospects of what this thing was going to be. And once again, like almost every major NXT show ever, it delivered. And now that I said that, now I want to go back and see what the last bad NXT major show was. I don't think they've had one. I think the worst you can say is like fair to Midland, average maybe. And you'd have to be going back, I think, a pretty deep distance to find that. I was surprised they started off with the tag match. I was speculating last week what they could be starting with, and I was, silly me, I was feeling a little worried for Kairi Sane and Shayna Baszler because that was a match I was really looking forward to. And I thought, well, maybe if they start with it, it'll really be able to showcase it. It'll be well protected because you're going to have all these other incredible matches with all this wackiness and activity taking place. Poor ladies, I feel bad for the position they'll be in. As if this was like the Constable Corbin Finn Balor match. I don't know what I was thinking. Because they didn't start with that match. They made that the semi-main event, and I'll get to that. But they started off red hot with the Undisputed Era and Mustache Mountain. And you can wonder where this is in their list of matches now. This was the third one. And it probably, I guess, the match where the Undisputed Era, the one that aired in July, where they won the tag team titles back, maybe that was slightly better than this one. But boy, was this big. Just a great 20 minutes. It didn't even go 20 minutes. And it felt like it could have went a lot longer. If this would have went 30, I would have been satisfied with it. Gives you all the feels back to like the Midnights and the Rock and Rolls and all that sort of stuff. Just great stuff, innovative moves. It was hyped up on Wrestling Observer Radio last night and definitely during the show how strong Tyler Bate is for his size and his age. The spot where Tyler Bate had Kyle O'Reilly in a fireman's carry and still had the ability to then hook Strong under his arms and give him a big swing was something else. That was only topped by the move that ended up following it, where Kyle O'Reilly was trying a sleeper hold on Bate, and he still picked up Strong and German suplexed him. And he thought, well, that could be all the power spots I need for the night. No, you got an even better one later on, at least a cooler visual, one would argue, where Strong had the stronghold on seven, and O'Reilly's got a triangle on Bate. And Bate raises up, left hand on his left leg, with his right arm locked up, and he picks up Kyle O'Reilly and carries him over and chucks him on top of Roddy to break up the stronghold. Just awesome. End came with Kyle O'Reilly, chop block seven, followed up by the double goozle, the high-low. I don't know why they don't call it the double goozle. I don't know if it's too hard to spell or what, but if I'm not mistaken, that's what Jim Cornette always called the Stan Lane, Bobby Eaton version of the move. Undisputed Era wins. They retain the NXT Tag Team Championship and has been teased a little bit and played around the corners leading into this match. The War Raiders made their presence known as they attacked Undisputed Era, destroyed them, finished off Kyle O'Reilly with the fallout, which is that leg drop move by Hansen as Rowe holds him. And we've got our next setup for the tag team titles. And what is not hard to think that is going to be good. It's amazing, all of these tag teams that just, they go up to the main roster and die. You know, we're going to match on the pre-show with the B-Team and the Revival. It's like you think about what the Revival did down there. And they noted last night, the Undisputed Era, the only team other than the Revival to hold the NXT Tag Team Championship twice. And you see the Revival up there just suffering. You see the Authors of Pain up there just suffering. And you see what they're able to do with tag teams down here. And it's very, very frustrating. A lot of what happens on NXT when you look at WWE gets frustrating. I mean, we can get to it later on, but I mean, think about what the main event is. The main event is the best 205 Live feud going. It's a guy who is announced at 210 pounds, which if Ciampa is 210 pounds, sure, okay. Muscle does weigh more than fat. But I bet you he's under 205. Johnny Gargano is definitely under 205. He's announced at like 199 or something like that. But it's proof it doesn't matter how big someone is. It's the story that's being told. It's always like the complaints with women's matches. You know, and you know, the guys don't want to see women fight. They don't want to get into it. No, we just care about a story. It's just like with boxing. Christy Martin gave us a story. Layla Lee gave us a story. Looks aside, for whatever you want to say about their looks, and sure, yeah, looks in some ways do matter. But aesthetics matter. Because, like, Cyborg had a look. Gina Carano had a look. Ronda Rousey had a look, and they also had stories. And the ability to tell a story in NXT is outstanding. It's frustrating to see what happens to those tag teams when they go up there. But thankfully, there is NXT, so we can get our fill of good WWE tag team wrestling. We just have to do it with black and gold. Purple was the color for Velveteen Dream and EC3. Velveteen Dream wins in 15 minutes. That match probably went on a little bit too long. You could have pulled two or three off of that, given it to the tag match. I would have been okay with it. Velveteen Dream had trunks that read, "Call me up, Vince." Became a Twitter moment. Triple H has commented that the first time he had seen the tights or when he saw them on the hard camera. I find that tough to believe. He did mention, though, that there are some calls you want to get from Vince and some calls you don't want to get from Vince. And that's probably very true, whether or not it's got anything to do with this case. But Velveteen Dream finally gets his revenge on EC3. Winning with a nasty Dream Valley driver on the apron, where he basically cartwheeled on the apron, did not fall off. It was something to see. It was very impressive, very scary, and if I never see it again, I'll be okay with it. But since he pulled it off, it was something else. And he followed that up with the flying elbow drop on top of the apron, pushed EC3 in the ring, covered him up, got the pin. Decent match. Hell of a performance by Velveteen Dream. He is a star, that is for sure. And whenever he is called up, well, it's going to be something that's pretty much heavily anticipated. And hopefully, unlike the tag teams, they don't screw him up. I don't want to screw up Gretton to this break, so I'll do that, get back into the rest of this thing in SummerSlam. We get back, Wrestling Observer Live.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, Get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
All right, back on the show here. Mike Sempervivi here with you. Wrestling Observer Live. Terrestrial, satellite, internet. Wherever you are in the world, we are always here for you. 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, Sunday, 6 p.m. Daily replays and podcasts as well. Head on over to sportsbyline.com and f4wonline.com for more information on how and where you can hear the show. You know, I was finishing off talking about Velveteen Dream there in the last segment. NXT TakeOver 4, Barclays Center. Some of the most fun programming you can get leading into a WWE big show. Tonight it's SummerSlam. Last night, TakeOver. Velveteen Dream. EC3. Dream's trunks red. Call me up, Vince. Thought about said how anticipated it was, but thought about last night on Wrestling Observer Radio where Brian talked to Dave about people that have been called up to the main roster and faltered a bit. And I talked about AOP and the Revival, and there's been guys like Tyler Breeze and others who have been called up to the main roster and swing and a miss. And one comparison, Brian brought it up, you know, what the prospects could be for Dream if things just don't go quite right. And it's very, very painful to think about.
You know, who knows? I mean, how many guys have you seen come from NXT, from Adam Rose to Fandango?
Dude, I'll tell you one right now. This is a terrible comparison, but NXT did house shows here in Seattle, and he wasn't a main eventer, but when No Way Jose came out for that opener, and he did his dance, and he went through the crowd.
Perfect example.
He was a superstar there. And now where is he on the main roster? He's Adam Rose.
Yes. Yeah, but Velveteen Dream's got a lot more potential than No Way Jose.
He does. But the point is, that guy was a superstar.
He was a superstar. And Adam Rose in NXT was a superstar. Velveteen Dream right now is a superstar in NXT. NXT can be very forgiving. Fans of the main roster, not so much, which is not their fault. If you present someone in a certain way and treat someone in a certain way, well, that's probably the way they're going to be perceived after a while. Talk about it when it comes to storylines and character building. There are some guys like a Daniel Bryan or The Rock or others that are almost unsinkable. But that others list is very, very small. And not everybody needs kids' gloves, but they need to be taken care of. And Velveteen Dream, even though if you think about it right now, his presence in NXT and what he's able to pull off athletically at his age, he is 23 years old today. He is a baby. He is part of that generation, like Tyler Bate, like Will Ospreay, like, I believe, Ricochet, like a lot of these guys who are 25, 26 years old and under. These phenoms that are coming up. You think about how great he is there, and it's like, how could they screw him up? They've screwed up more charismatic, better wrestlers than Velveteen Dream. Let's just hope they don't do that with him. Or with Matt Riddle. If he ever makes it up to the main roster, who was then shown ringside after that Velveteen Dream EC3 match. Wearing a suit, a baseball hat, and flip-flops, leading the crowd in a chant of bro. The meeting, him, I can just see shaking hands. The standing there with Vince is just, I don't know, this is something else. I'm happy in that Matt Riddles and the Kevin Owens of the world and the Genericos and all those guys have had a chance to come to WWE. Just sometimes it still kind of blows my mind a little bit. And how these guys are presented and how their stories go sometimes, just blows my mind too. Let you know Vince is still in charge, but hey, this is where we're at. Tommaso Ciampa was then shown backstage staring at his title belt, which led into Ricochet and Adam Cole. This was excellent. This was excellent. It was like one of those, it was excellent, but they can still give you more, and you know it. But Ricochet wins the NXT North American Championship after a 6:30. I mean, some cool stuff in this match. Probably the coolest visual to me was Ricochet was going for a springboard lion salt, I think it was. Yeah, it was lion salt. And as he went and flipped over, Adam Cole hit him with a super kick to his face. It just looked awesome. And Ricochet landed fine, you know, but it was just one of those, what a super looking move. And again, the match was excellent. But you know they could still do more. And whether this feud continues or not, I don't know, but I'll be completely satisfied if it does. Then it was time for that women's match that I talked about earlier on that I felt some concern over. Because, you know, Ricochet coming back, he's going to want to give it to you. Velveteen Dream and EC3, personality-wise, I mean, they can just suck all the air out of the room. I don't think anybody was looking for a five-star classic there. But you knew they could give you the pro wrestling. And then it was the Undisputed Era and Mustache Mountain. They were coming off two arguably five-star matches leading into this. And Ciampa Gargano, you know, it was going to be bananas in some aspect or another, and you knew it was going to be huge and the main event of the show, which then left you with Kairi Sane and Shayna Baszler, which, as Triple H talked about during his conference call, it's funny to say that you're talking about these two. Maybe they could steal the show because of who they are and how good they are, but because of all this other stuff, maybe it should be in the opener so it gets a chance to shine and start things off on the right foot. Because I had a feeling that Kairi Sane would win the title. It's just a matter of how. So I thought it was an easy way to start the show. They decided to go in this direction, make it the semi-main event. Whoever they are, they were right. Because this match was awesome. Dave Meltzer last night on Observer Radio said he did not believe it was excellent. I was surprised to hear that. I thought it was. Now, much like Ricochet and Adam Cole, could they still give me more? I guarantee you they could. And did they leave that door open for it? They absolutely did. But this was a damn good match. Same one when she rolled through Baszler's rear naked choke, where she pulls you down, rolled through it while she was still in the hold. But because she rolled backwards through it, she had Baszler's arms pinned, shoulders pinned, all of her weight on her. Got the win. That's Sane 2, Baszler 1. Kairi Sane defeated her to win the Mae Young Classic. A couple months later, Baszler made Kairi Sane tap to that rear naked choke. Baszler went after Sane's knee in this, including one spot, and I'll put up the picture on my Twitter, was twisting around her leg in such a way that it was something else. I don't know if you can do individual leg yoga or whatever it is. I don't know how one can bend like this. Like, this was like Dominik Hasek style, like in the net, where he would just drop down to his knees with them just kicked out both at his sides, and you wonder how he didn't just, you know, rip all of the ligaments there. Same, same way. Just an unbelievable visual that was Shayna Baszler. And they work so great together. And I don't know if Baszler's coming up or not. We speculated about that last week. Ronda Rousey, Marina Shafir, Jessamyn Duke all shown in the crowd. Rousey not wearing a Shayna t-shirt. Pure babyface Ronda Rousey. But the more I thought about it after last night, the more I don't think this story has been told yet. And it's not going to finish up. And we may get Shafir and Duke. who it was mentioned on the show last night, how fast they're taking to this thing. Dave has talked about it with Brian at length. Other people have mentioned it as well, too. Those two women are picking up things at an incredibly fast pace. So could we see them instituted into this feud and introduced into Baszler's life? Probably. Io Shirai, Tony Storm, so many things coming down the line as the Mae Young starts up leading into that Evolution pay-per-view. Exciting times. Tommaso Ciampa, Johnny Gargano. I've made jokes about this thing being Buzz Sawyer and Tommy Rich. And I'm thinking, how do they get out of this thing with Gargano taking an L one more time? And they figured out a way to do it. And it was excellent. And they were all over the place. And if, to steal a line from Jim Cornette, if this is the kind of thing you like, then I'm paraphrasing here, then this is the kind of thing you're going to like. Because they killed each other. There were callbacks to their last match, ripping up the mats on the ring, through the announce tables. They did everything. Including the kitchen sink. Even though they didn't have a physical kitchen sink, if they did, they would have thrown that in there too. But Ciampa wins again. Because Gargano hurts himself as he had Tommaso pinned up and handcuffed on stage. He runs after him, tries to land a knee, hits the knee, but then goes ass over tea kettle into the production stuff. Storyline-wise, dislocates his kneecap. He cannot stand up.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
All right, back on the show. Mike Sempervive here with you, Wrestling Observer Live. Are you missing Brian Alvarez? You missing the boss man? Yes, I did insert a long dramatic pause in there. I'm not. Not missing Brian at all. If you're not a subscriber to WrestlingObserver.com, you should be. But if you're not, that's okay. The boss man will be back with you tomorrow, right here on this very show. Back from Vegas. Made the joke last week. No Disco, Cisco, or Calypso. I'm not sure about Cisco or Calypso, but he did find Disco to be his partner against the Beach Bums for Future Stars of Wrestling. And I'm sure he's going to talk all about that. Not only on this show, but more in depth and probably more comedically for subscribers of WrestlingObserver.com on the Brian and Vinny show. Working overtime, too. Not only doing that one, another Wrestling Observer Radio with Dave talking about SummerSlam, which I will get into here momentarily. Put a bow on this NXT talk. But not on the Tommaso Ciampa, Johnny Gargano feud. Again, a lot of excellent stuff yesterday on that NXT show. Ricochet and Adam Cole I thought was excellent. Kairi Sane and Baszler was excellent. Ciampa and Gargano was excellent, all in different ways. Now, when it comes to Ciampa and Gargano, of the matches I just mentioned, I'm probably putting that third. And if you include the tag match, in some ways, I think I'm putting it fourth. Maybe third. Maybe I'll put Cole and Ricochet underneath it. But I ask, again, I wonder how long you can go with this without Gargano getting a win, without him looking foolish, without him falling on the banana peel, slipping up. And in another era, we would just be waiting this thing out. If this was New Japan Pro Wrestling, you'd have more faith that the payoff would be what you want it to be, although we'll compare this just for this purpose to Naito. But there's still a lot of people that have agita. And it's a lot easier to say to those people who are hoping for Naito to get his world title win in New Japan that Gedo's booking, look at it, everything usually works out. People usually get what they want at the end, even if it's only temporary. In NXT, you kind of have that faith too because of how it's run. But you can never be too sure of a WWE. And they've gone on with this thing for quite some time. Now, Aleister Black's going to be coming back. He was supposed to be a part of this in a three-way for the title. And we still don't know who's attacked him yet. And they've focused on Johnny Gargano. They have not let any subtleties to the side. They have put this mostly on Gargano. As well as the Undisputed Era. And now that Adam Cole does not have a North American title, it opens him up to some other things, including being a thorn in someone's side for that world title or the NXT title. So I wonder how they're going to play this. Black coming back, getting the win over Gargano. Ciampa doesn't really need the belt, although I think he makes for a good champion, kind of maybe holding the company hostage a little bit. And I'm not even saying they need to close the book on this, but I'll be completely fine if they start moving people in different directions, at least for a little while. You know, it's never really going to go away. It's like they talked about last week with Tanahashi and Elgin, or a much better example, because I think that's the one that's impending, but another great example of what this feud is like Jericho and Steen. It's never really over. It's like AJ Styles and Samoa Joe and SmackDown. Maybe meant to do this thing forever. Generational rivals. So it's always going to be lingering in the background, but I'm wondering when we're going to maybe mix some things up and move them a little bit forward because, as I mentioned, everything but the kitchen sink in that match last night and in the matches previous. So if you have the network, didn't see NXT, watch NXT. Damn good show. There's going to be some damn good stuff on this SummerSlam for sure, too. Guaranteed. How much of it? That's a little bit of a different story. Roman Reigns, the favorite amongst odds makers leading into the show tonight. That means nothing. Brock Lesnar looks on its way to the UFC to face Daniel Cormier. Looks more in shape and more cut down and leaner than he has in I don't know how long when we saw him last on Monday night. Means nothing. Vince could always throw a lot of money at the last minute, maybe throw those plans all out of whack. Who knows? Who knows? We saw at WrestleMania a decision get made at the last minute. Sure, one could be made here too. I think Roman Reigns is going to come out of this thing with the title. How long he holds on to it for, I don't know. Dave and Brian had a scenario last night, or Brian had a scenario last night in his mind. Don't report this as fact. It was just something he was thinking. That would see Braun Strowman, maybe on Raw, maybe tonight, try to cash in the briefcase, only to have Paul Heyman. Cause something to happen where Braun loses and aligns himself, he aligns himself with Roman Reigns. And then you're off to the races with Roman Reigns and Paul Heyman. That's not a bad idea. Except for the fact that it then would officially make Roman Reigns a bad guy. Who cares? Make that happen. Get him booed. Get him cheered. Whatever it is, get him out of whatever reaction he's at now. For many fans, is apathy. So you want that to go away. And he does get a look. Roman Reigns gets way too much heat and slack or whatever the terminology would be for what he brings to the table. And he does get a hell of a response regardless of what anybody says, which is some of the hilarity and we don't want to see this guy. We'll stop reacting to them. But him as baby-faced conquering hero, it's just not going to happen in the way that you've done it. And who knows how long this match with Brock Lesnar goes tonight, too. I mean, that's the odds I'm looking for more than anything. What's the over-under time on this match? Do they do it quick? Do they try to draw it out and do a match that the fans may turn on? I mean, they are in New York here. And those fans know that they could play a big part in this. So we'll see. At the end of the day, I still see him coming out of this thing with the belt. Ronda Rousey, heavy favorite over Alexa Bliss, as well she should be. I think she wins the title in short order. I think you treat this like one of her MMA fights. Get it over quickly, be done with it, and that's it. If you're going to extend this out, it's only because she's just throwing ladies and dudes and anybody else that Alexa wants to bring to the table. She wants to bring Mickey again, throw her. She wants to bring Alicia again, throw her. Dana Brooke, throw her, anybody, throw them out of the way, and then take Alexa's arm home. That's what I would foresee in this. We've seen Alexa Bliss have long matches with Nia and other inexperienced people. Not really her forte, because she's not really all that like super spectacular as a pro wrestler yet. Because she hasn't been doing it that long. Accentuate your positives. One match that can go long, take all the time in the world. Please, give it all the time in the world. Samoa Joe, AJ Styles. Been thinking this for a long time. When is AJ Styles' swan song with the title going to be? Perfect time. Samoa Joe, I feel, wins the title. AJ Styles can go and chase him again. I don't think anybody's going to complain about that. Their promos are on another level. You know their work, even for their ages and how much they're banged up, is still on another level in comparison to many others. Fine with this thing continuing, just with Samoa Joe with the hardware. Braun Strowman, Kevin Owens for the briefcase. I think Braun Strowman's holding on to that briefcase. What spectacular bump does Kevin Owens take in this match? We'll see. He was shown out there ringside and with Mark Henry at NXT last night. Hopefully that's not because he's going to take a bump that's going to retire him, too. But it'll be hard for me to believe that Kevin Owens does not take some sort of bump and certainly take the L here. But if you wanted to cause some drama with that briefcase, it's a good way to do it. Plus, if you think it's something that weighs Braun Strowman down or interferes with him, good time to get it off of him. Although I know you just printed all of those Monster with the Briefcase t-shirts that the kids, I'm sure, are not buying up. Shinsuke Nakamura, Jeff Hardy. Not sure about this, other than I'm assuming Randy Orton is going to make his presence known. Jeff Hardy did take part in a conference call with the media and gave an update on how he was feeling, saying, quote, I'm 40 now and have been pretty banged up lately. Four nights a week is a lot of matches. I mean, they add up. And doing that Swanton every night is just rough. I've actually cut that out of a lot of events. I've just been using the Twist of Fate as a finish. It's helped out my lower back a lot. I pretty much now save the Swanton for television unless I'm feeling really good at a live event. I'm a little beat up, but my back is a lot better now than it was a few weeks ago. I've been having this issue with my elbow, like a nerve issue, and my hand was asleep for probably 7 weeks, and finally it's woken. But overall, I mean, I'm 40 years old. I feel pretty good to be wrestling the way I am today in 2018. Not going to tie two things together, but you know what? Jeff Hardy can exit stage right or left or whatever it is for right now. Take the L to Nakamura, whether he gets laid out or not by Shinsuke or Orton or whoever it is. Let that happen. And give me Shinsuke Nakamura and Randy Orton. You're already giving me Rusev and Almas kind of tied up in a thing where two heels are going at it. Give me Nakamura and Orton. Because two older guys who know all the tricks, I think, could put on some pretty fun stuff. Daniel Bryan, Miz, that's an interesting one. Daniel Bryan looks like he is going to re-sign with the company. Says it's at 90% chance or more. I don't know if it's time to blow this feud off or not. But if it is not, the Miz should get the win here. And I believe in them heavily that they have a creative way to do that. Bunch of other stuff on this show as well. Bludgeon Brothers New Day. New Day had some good matches there leading into this thing with the Bludgeon Brothers, although who knows what could happen. I'd like to see Cesaro and Sheamus in the mix. I'd like to see them up against the Bludgeon Brothers. I think that would be great. So I'm hoping the Bludgeon Brothers hold on to the tag titles here. Carmella, Charlotte, Becky Lynch. There's talk of Asuka turning heel. If that is the case, I cannot see Becky Lynch also turning heel, which I thought would be a good idea for this. There's also talk, I guess, of the Survivor Series, what could be taking place between them and the Four Horsewomen with Ronda. Who knows? But I'll have Carmella coming out of this thing with the belt. I'll have Dolph Ziggler losing to Seth Rollins. Finn Balor defeating Constable Corbin. And there you go. 6 hours for that show. We can't go 6 hours here. We only have an hour. I'll be put a bow on this show. We get back from break. I'm Mike Sempervivi. This is Wrestling Observer Live. To the people who thought I was
going to fly. Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you.
and you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, everybody. Mike Sempervivi here, back on the show with you. Oh, my. I did want to mention, because I mentioned it at the beginning, Joey Janela's Lost in New York, Game Changer Wrestling. My guilty pleasure show of the year. Actually, Spring Break is going to be my guilty pleasure show of the year. But all of these GCW shows are certainly, I love them. And I am not a fan of most of the wrestling. If this was a show that was all death matches or all wacky ladder matches or all comedy matches or something like that, no thank you. But every once in a while I need this, and no one does crazy, wacky, random stuff better than GCW. And I invite anybody who hadn't had the chance to go to Fight TV, check out the shows, $13.99. Joey Janela, Shinsuke Shinzaki, got to see Hakushi back with working for the first time in a while. Sabu against Nick Gage. Sabu replaced Mang on the show, who had to go to Jim Neidhart's funeral in a wacky match. Marco Stunt, who has now been announced for the All-In Battle Royal against KTB in a fun match. Teddy Hart and Chris Dickinson, MJF and Spider Nate Webb, All Ego Ethan Page, Penelope Ford, just a bunch of random wacky stuff on that show. There was a six-way grab the brass ring ladder match with an actual brass ring hanging from the ceiling. And, you know, the wrestling itself and some of the spots, some of it's a mess. Sometimes the announcing is a mess. Comedian Dan St. Germain joined the announcing booth. And kept calling Chris Dickinson Chris Derrickson. And it was a little bit of a hot mess. But, I mean, up and down, just a fun show. And if you are tired of sometimes the negativity with wrestling and some of the headaches involved with watching some of this stuff, and you're just looking for a night off, man, that's a good place to do it. Time for me to take off now. I want to thank everybody who helps make this show possible and you for listening in. Big Boss Man Brian Alvarez back tomorrow. I'm Mike Sempervivi. This is Wrestling Observer Live, and we'll talk to you again after a while.